Ocean FM Sports Updates, thanks to OceanDeals.ie. Have you got your Ocean Deal today?
And this is Austin O'Callaghan with the Ocean FM Sport, which this evening is coming live from City Hall in the heart of Sligo Town. And it's a packed City Hall because Sligo's Olympians and Paralympians have just received a civic reception from the Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council, Declan Bree, and councillors in the last hour. And there are photos being taken to beat the band. And three of the four Olympians are here with me this evening. Mona McSharry is in her camper van somewhere across America, but we're joined by boxer Dean Clancy, by athlete Lauren Cadden, and by fellow sprinter Chris O'Donnell. And a few feet away, Sligo's Paralympian Martin Gordon is here as well, and he'll join us in a couple of moments. Are you getting tired of this sort of celebration yet, folks?
No, I don't think any of us are. It can be a little bit daunting and a little bit overwhelming, but it's amazing. Like, the support in Sligo has been insane. We've had homecomings, we've had today. We were actually all in the hospital earlier visiting some kids, and the reception we got in there, I don't think any of us expected it. Like, the hallways were full with staff and with people that work in the hospital, and everyone was clapping. It was amazing. But no, I don't think I'll ever say I get sick of things like this.
I want to ask you about the Sligo University Hospital in just a moment, because you had a lovely afternoon up there. But Chris O'Donnell, you've had a couple of these occasions, but they are special.
Yeah, like, you can't take them for granted, because, you know, you never know when the last one is going to be. So it's our job, I suppose, to keep having more of them and keep having more success. So that's putting a bit of pressure on us, but that's what we want to do.
And Dean Clancy, you've got the support of not one but two counties, because Leitrim brethren have been cheering for you all summer long as well. That's nice support to have.
Yeah, the support in Sligo and Leitrim has been amazing, especially where my club is in Manor Hamilton. Especially today's been fantastic, you know, with the civic reception, all of us here. You know, it takes a lot of work to get to where we are, and even to reach the Olympic Games, is, regardless of results, is a massive achievement in itself. And I think it's great that we're all getting recognition, and I'm definitely not getting sick of it, I suppose, yet, because, you know, you never know when it's going to be last, as Chris said. You know, we got to just keep working hard, and success will come.
A serious question to put to the three of you, because this is a lovely high to have, and you've had a few of them. You had one in Dromard when you came home, Chris in Grange, etc. But after big events like this, there has to be a natural low when the lights are switched off and the music dies for a few weeks. Has that been hard to readjust since you've come back from Paris?
It has been a little bit. Like, before I went over to Paris, people were telling us that there's a post-Olympic depression, and I was kind of like, I couldn't imagine that, but there definitely was. I suppose, in some sense, when you're over in Paris and you're in the Olympic Village, you're kind of away from reality. It's like you're in your own little bubble. So coming home from that, it's like, oh, it's over now. You know, as the two boys have said, we've worked so hard to get there. And then when it's over, it's like, oh, it's kind of move on to the next goal or whatever. But look, that low, I think these highs, like these days like today, definitely overshadow that low. But yeah, there definitely was a bit of a low to it, yeah.
And I know, Chris O'Donnell, it's nice to have a switch off, and you're starting one right now.
Yeah, I kind of, as I'd echo what Lauren said, and yeah, I kept training there for another month. So yeah, it's difficult as well when you come back and you have to go back into training, but the pressure was off a little bit, but and I still had a couple of things that I wanted to do in the rest of the season, so that's how I kind of kept going. But now, yeah, definitely I need to switch off, and like I said, the last month has definitely been crazy, and it's not been easy. Like, all of this is really good, but it's also hard when you are coming off such a high. I had one as well at Europeans earlier in the year, and I found that difficult as well to come back from. But it's all kind of learning curves as well. So next time, I'll know what to expect.
You're a European gold medalist, we should remind ourselves as well. What is next then for you guys, apart from the rest, apart from the switch off? Dean, I don't know if you've thought about your next fight, your next step. What do you think that might be, or do you have any idea yet?
I came back training this week. I had a little bit of a break off. I was dying to get back to the gym, but I knew I needed the break for the body and mentally as well. But coming back training now this week has been great, and I'm not as unfit as I thought it would be. You know, I'm still sharp on the pads. Even Dad was saying it. But for me, I think just looking at probably nationals in November, get a few fights under my belt to finish off the year. And World Championships after Christmas, and the Stranger Box Cup after Christmas as well. So there are little things that I'd be looking forward to, and chipping away, you know, working towards, and something, target to look forward to.
And Lauren, I know you were part of a couple of relay squads, and I'm sure there was a tinge of disappointment you weren't on the running track in Paris just to show what you can do, and they are the small margin. That's just the nature of team selection. But I know you feel you've more to offer.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, look, I'll never shy away from the fact that of saying that I was very disappointed. Like, I was gutted. I was in the shape of my life. I was running times that I think I was surprising Dermot on camp before we went into the village. So I definitely knew I was in the shape of my life, and I know if I'd been given that opportunity, I would have showed it. But look, there's going to be disappointment in every area of life, and unfortunately, I was on that end today, or this time round. Like, but I think it's definitely going to fuel me, and it's not going to break me. It's going to make me in these next few months, and it's going to shape me into the athlete that I'll be in the future. So yeah.
We're running over time with my sports bulletin, but I'd be forgiven for running over time because we have to talk to this next man who's just joined us. He's been in demand, and that's Sligo's paracyclist Martin Gordon, fifth in his second consecutive Paralympic Games in Paris. And I gather, Martin, you were the star of the show at Sligo University Hospital this afternoon. Tell us about your visit with Chris, with Lauren and with Dean this afternoon.
I was not the star of the show. Juno, the dog, was the star of the show. I was only there to facilitate her.
Very good. Juno, of course, is your guide dog who's here with us this evening. What has this day been like for someone like you?
This is incredible. It really is so special to be acknowledged by your hometown. It really is. It's so unique, and it means so, so much to all of us, and we're so privileged.
And it's probably a rarity that you guys get to be in the same room together. Because you're moving in different circles, your events, you don't always get a chance to actually meet your fellow Olympic Sligonians.
No, the first time I met Dean was during the summer. He was coming out of the heat chamber as I was going into the heat chamber. And I thought, that's a Sligo accent over there. It must be Dean Clancy. I better go say hello.
I remember going up to the Institute when I first went in, like when I was maybe 16, 17, and like 2018, 2019 it would have been. And I remember seeing himself on the dog, and I never even realised until this year that he only lived about a kilometre down the road, not less, in his way. Like, it's mad.
One thought finally, guys. I know you didn't come home with medals per se, but there may never be a time again when we'll have five Olympians and Paralympians from Sligo Town who were on the same Ireland team at the same time. I think we'd all privately think we'd like to think it'll happen again because the talent base is good, but it is a rarity.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, definitely. And like, it was such an experience to share with people that, you know, I've known Dean for a few years. I've known Chris since I started training with Dermot. So like, it's so nice to get to experience this with people that are from your hometown. Obviously Sligo is small. You're competing against the bigger counties that have more facilities, but it's so nice that we can come together collectively and put Sligo on the map.
And it's back to Porridge now, Martin Gordon. You weren't tempted to hitch a ride on Mona McSherry's camper van across America, were you?
Herself would have definitely changed the locks. I've been gone long enough.
That's for sure. But it'll be nice to get back to normality in some respects, will it?
Yeah, I've been home now. I'm only a week off the plane. These guys are back a bit longer than me. So it's just nice to decompress, unwind, eat and drink all the things you're not usually allowed, and just take a breather. It's been a long, people say it's been a long summer. It's been a long 3 years.
It certainly has.
Straight off Tokyo, right into qualification for Paris, there was no break. So it's been a long period.
And of course, you'll have World Paras potentially in the new year.
Yeah, we have World Champs early quarter one. So, yeah, I won't be.
Too many packets of Pringles, then,
no.
Is what you're saying.
No, okay, no. Okay.
Martin, great to see you today, and great to finally meet you in the flesh. We're talking long distance for long enough over the last 3 or 4 years. And to Lauren Cadden, athlete, Dean Clancy, boxer, Chris O'Donnell's been commandeered by other local media, and to Mona McSherry, wherever you are, we heard from her virtually here on the Civic Reception. She was online earlier on today. Sligo's Paralympians and Olympians in 2024 are being celebrated here at City Hall in Sligo. That's your sport.